And then he said, I guarantee, it's finger looking good.
Of course.
And then, you know what I told him?
What'd you tell him? This is good.
I said, this is good, the only thing that's finger looking good is your mother.
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
Right.
I can't believe that. Oh, shoot. Oh, dad, God, that was good. Oh, that was funny, babe.
I mean, it wasn't that funny, Tyler.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was pretty
You're
good.
Just a sourpuss over there.
I'm not a sourpuss. I'm just, this is like the Halloween show, and you're telling jokes about finger licking, okay? That's not on theme.
Old sourpuss Bane over there with his haircut, right? Right, Bill?
No! You haven't earned that, Tyler.
I can't wait to get dirty. Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill Bane show. Wanna get filthy right now.
Welcome to No Holds Barred with Bill Bane. I'm the host, Bill Bane. I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off, and joining me as always, the Spookmaster himself. The ghost, ghastly goblin, the ghostly ghoul, the maestro of, what's an M word that's spooky? Big on a Scorpion, what's an M word that's spooky?
Macabre, moonlight, mummy, there's plenty of them.
The maestro of macabre, I do like that, that sounds good. Might use that later. Mi amigo! Big underscore Bane, how are you doing today?
I was told there would be snacks. Where's the snacks? I'm here strictly for the snacks. Okay? Bill? Tyler? You got that? I'm here for the snacks. Where's Zelly? I want the snacks.
Okay, Zelly.
I'm feeling snacky. Okay?
Okay.
And I want the snacks.
Zelly's downstairs getting the snacks. Jennifer brought in a nice plate of homemade cookies.
What kind of cookies are they, Bill? Huh? What kind of cookies?
Why are you so obsessed with the cookies, Bane? They're cookies, okay? They're gonna taste great.
Tyler, why don't you just butt out, okay? Over there looking like Batman. At least somebody's wearing a Halloween costume today.
Oh, here we go. It's a uniform and you know it. Don't make me break your back.
Well, at least that wasn't sexual this time.
Right? Good grief. I want the snacks, though. What kind of cookies are they, Bill?
I don't know. They're big on the score. But all I know, they're going to be good, okay? Jennifer, the intern, is crazy good with the snacks, okay? And the dips and all that stuff, which would fit right in with the dip chips. They're big on the score, man. We hire her to be the inventor of the dips that go in the chips. That would work well for dip chips. But she's great at making dips, okay? She's great at doing that. She's great at making the snacks, okay? I think there's going to be those little pretzel things with the marshmallows and the chocolate kind of fancied up to look like, I don't know, supposed to be like bones or something like that. I don't know. They're bigger than a skull band. But she's got all kinds of Halloween-themed goodies. And she'll bring them up. If not her, Zelly's. I think Zelly's going to bring them up because she's got to be in the control room, which really she should be here right now because of the fact that we are recording. But she pressed the record button and said, hey, I've got to go get some snacks. And then she went downstairs to get the snacks.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but I'm here for snacks. Why weren't the snacks already up here? Zelly, I know you can hear me. I know you heard Bill's just terrible impression of you just now. I want the snacks, Zelly. Okay?
She'll get the snacks. Just calm down.
Hey, Bill. What's that? What's that red flashing light on the board there?
I don't know, Tyler. It's under calls. Like there's a thing that says calls, and that says number one.
Does that mean there's a caller?
I guess. I thought this thing never worked.
Yeah, I've always been told it doesn't really work.
Maybe you guys just never got any calls.
Are you kidding me?
We always get calls, Tyler. Every single week, we get calls, and everybody's like, I tried to call. Nobody answered the phone. So
How dare you, Tyler?
People have tried to call our show at least twice, okay? And only one of those was a robocall, okay, Tyler? So just back off.
I'm just saying, guys. I'm just trying to help.
Well, we don't need it, okay? You help us not need it, Tyler. Sheesh. What do I do here, Big and Skullbane? Should I answer? I mean, I guess so. Well, okay. Carla, you are on the air with No Holds Barred with Bill Venus. What you got for
Bill,
us?
Bill, it's me. I heard what Bane said. Bane, you need to calm down. I will be up there whenever I can. There's a lot of stuff here. Jennifer's here, and she made a lot of stuff for you guys.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Jennifer. How's it going?
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, I just made regular chocolate chip cookies, but I also made these really fun banana mummies that I think you'll really enjoy.
Oh, okay.
Then I also made poison candy apples. Oh my god, they're gonna be so good. But then I made pumpkin deviled eggs. They're gonna be so good, babe.
Just deviled eggs? You made deviled eggs.
I did. I knew you liked them, so I just went ahead and made them.
Tell you what, deviled eggs are pretty heavy to carry. So I'm going to head down there, and I'm going to help you out, okay?
Bane, I think we got it under control.
Yeah, it's really not that bad, Bane. I mean, it's just a few trays. It's okay.
Yeah, plus we still got plenty of show to do, Big and Skull, Bane. You can't just be walking out whenever you want to.
The hell I can't.
I'm going right now, okay? You can't stop me. Girls, I'll be down there in just a second. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Pick it. What are you... You can't just walk out of the show there, Big and the Skull Bane. We gotta show.
Don't you worry about a thing, Bill. You and me, we got it. Why don't you tell one of your funny stories again?
You know, Tyler, I was thinking, it's about time, you know, maybe we ought to just go.
No, wait.
You know, I mean.
Wait. I mean, if you don't have a story, I got a funny story I can tell you.
Do you there, champ? What's the funny story you have?
Well, you see, one time I was walking down the meanest street in Bart's Unknown. You know what street I'm talking
Everybody
about.
Everybody knows what street you're talking about. Get to the meat of the story.
Okay. Well, all of a sudden, as I was walking down the meanest street of Bart's Unknown, all of a sudden, I saw this kitty cat, okay? It was just walking. And I was like, hey, kitty cat, you're not supposed to be on this street. What do you do on this street, on the bad street, okay? This is the baddest street in town, okay? And the kitty cat looked at me and went, meow. And then, oh, shoot. Bill, you're not laughing, but you're probably laughing on the inside. Because this is just cool.
I'm not laughing at all, Tyler. You ran into a cat. That's not really a good setup for a story.
Okay. But here's the best part, okay? I saw the cat. I picked up the cat, okay? And it belonged to none other than the cat lady. The cat lady of Bart's Unknown.
Right, the famous cat lady. Everybody knows about her, okay? Everybody knows she's absolutely insane. She wears costumes similar to you.
And
okay?
That's the story of how I met her. And we met, and it was nice. It was nice, Dave Bill. We had a good time. Probably ought to call her.
So is that the end of the story, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, I definitely think I need a caller, Bill.
My God, what a massive waste of time that was. Hey, Tyler, I'm going to need you to do me a favor, okay? Sally's not here. I'm not allowed in there. Big and Skull Bane's down there, and that red light's flashing again. What are you doing, Tyler? Get away from the
red
light.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. With No Holds Barred, with Bill Venus and Tyler. What do you got for us today, DJ pal?
You guys getting along up there?
Oh, no. We're really driving up here, Bane. You know, we're telling stories back and forth. It's been a good time.
Big and the Skull Bane, are you coming back up soon, Zelly? Are you guys coming up here soon? Because we kind of need to take a break, and I'm not allowed in the control room.
Bigger than Skull Bane's not allowed in the control room. Zelly, you're kind of the only person that can do it. Tyler can do it, but I really don't trust him to press the right button. So, Zelly, are you coming back anytime soon?
It's Zelly's gone. It's just me and Jennifer right now. We're about to bring the snacks up, but Zelly had to run and get paper plates down the street at the market. So she'll be back in just a minute. So why don't you guys just keep talking? You know, it's all good.
Yeah, I'm actually enjoying the conversation. So yeah, I would love if you guys just kept talking.
Okay, Tyler, you know what? No, because here's the thing, Tyler. I got a little emergency. I got to go to the little Bill's room, okay? And take care of some business, wash up for the old snackerinos. So I'm gonna trust you with something that I never really thought I would. Head on over to the control room, and why don't you take us to break there, pal?
You want me to... Excuse me, you want me to press the button there?
I don't.
I'm getting a little choked up.
I understand.
You want me to press the button?
Yes.
To take us to break?
Yes, I do, Tyler. Yes, I do.
Bill, that would be one of the highest honors.
Okie doke.
If I'd be able to do that for you. Don't you worry. I won't fail. Okay?
Nope.
I'm going to go.
Please go. Go ahead and go.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
I'm going right now.
Okay, please do. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Yep.
Now press the button in the control room.
Yes.
The one that takes us to break.
Yes, take us to break.
In the control room.
In the control room. But you have to go in the control room to press the button.
That's where I'm going to go.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Here I go. Control room?
Yes.
Button for break.
Yes.
Got it.
Jesus.
Okay, I see a lot of buttons here, Bill.
Of course.
Shoot. I don't know. Nothing in here is really labeled.
Of course
Bill.
Not. Why would it be?
So, what exactly am I supposed to press here?
It's the button that takes us to break. Just take us to break.
Want to take us a break?
Yes.
Okay, got it. I think I found it. Think I found it.
Well, thank God.
Here it is.
I can't wait to get dirty. Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill being a show.
Hey everybody, Bill Venus here. Do you like NASCAR? Well, you should. Because, I mean, it doesn't get no better than dadgum NASCAR. You get them in the cars, and they drive with really fast around, and then they take laps, and they see who's fastest. I mean, it doesn't get no better than that, right? They just drive, and occasionally there's a wreck. Occasionally they just bump each other in the rear, and then, you know, it's just a good time. Tires get changed in the middle of the race. I mean, what? Wild times. So you gotta get in NASCAR, and if you are in NASCAR, I got the podcast for you. In the Marbles, hosted by our good friends, Soda Hunter and Ethan. I mean, these guys know it all. They're geniuses, okay, when it comes to the dadgum NASCAR. I'm not. I don't know nothing about NASCAR. I know a little bit, but I don't know the ins and outs like these guys do. So if you're new to the sport and you want to learn, there you go. If you're a pro with the sport and you know the ins and outs the same way I know the ins and outs of pro wrestling, then you still want to listen to it because they got good insights. So check it out, In the Marbles, hosted by Soda and Ethan. And there goes another $2,500. Thank you, Bigger Than a Skull Bane.
I can't wait to get dirty. Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill Bane a show. Wanna get filthy right now.
These are not the right Those were not the right buttons, Tyler. Okay? You fumbled the bag, pal. I gave you one job, and you fumbled. And now today's episode's ruined, so thank you for that. One of our last few episodes, apparently, unless we get these contracts figured out. And you just ruined it. Oh, shoot.
I'm trying my best, Bill.
Okay, well, will you do me a favor? Will you go downstairs and see what the heck is taking Bigger Than Skull Bane so long?
If there's one thing I can promise you, I can promise, without a shadow of a doubt, that I will not fail you twice in one day, okay? I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to find Bigger Than Skull Bane. And when I find Bane, I'm going to give him what for taking so long, okay? And if we get into a scuffle, it's on him, okay? It's on him. Because, frankly, he still hasn't apologized to me for last week, okay? And I need some apologies. And if he doesn't give them to me, then we're going to have to settle things out in a massive way.
Okay, Tyler, that was like 7 days ago, pal. Now, you got to let it go. Do you know how many things me and Bigger Than Skull Bane have done to each other over the years, and we just forget about it after 7 days? I mean, we do stuff to keep it canon, but, I mean, that's kind of part of the show. We do things to each other, and, you know, you'll get used to it.
I'm just saying, Bill. If he ends up hospitalized, it's on you.
Don't do the finger guns and don't say it's on me. I mean, it's not on me. I'm telling you, don't. I'm telling you to let it go.
It's on you, Bill. I'm heading down there.
I mean, this is like the most anticlimactic. Is this even a Halloween episode? Because, I mean, we got spooky snacks coming sometime, but nothing spooky has really happened. Oh, I do have that red light going again. What if that's Bane? Hello, caller. You're on the air with No Holds Barred with Bill Bane. That's where I'm the host. Bill Benis, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. What kind of insights do you have for us today on the show with No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, hosted by Bill Benis?
Okay, Bill, it's just...
An 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off.
Okay, it's just me. Zelly still isn't back, so I don't know. I gotta tell you, though, I had a few of those deviled eggs. Jennifer is amazing. She's fantastic at those deviled eggs.
You didn't eat them all, did you?
Oh, I mean... No, I didn't eat them all, but I mean, they are gone, yes. Yeah, I ate a few, Jennifer had a couple, Zelly ate some, and then I had a few more, and then Jennifer ate one more, and then I had like three more.
Are you kidding me? You know I need to eat that stuff. I need the protein there, Bigger Than Skull Bane.
Oh, but Bill, we also have the banana mummies, and those have a few grams of protein in them, and they also have a lot of potassium, which you might need the potassium, Bill. You might need a little bit.
Okay, I don't need your opinion on. I don't need your opinion on that, Jennifer.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
She's not wrong, though. I mean, you probably could use the potassium, Bill. Anyway, there's still a few snacks down here, so just give us a few minutes. As soon as Zelly gets back, we'll bring the plates up, and we'll be all good. Where's Tyler at? It's pretty quiet up there.
Yeah, listen, Bigger Than Skull Bane, Tyler said he's going to go see where you're at and what the holdup is. Just kind of be mindful. He's not in a good mood. Can you guys not hear us down there? I mean, because normally you guys know everything that's happening up here. I mean, just a few minutes ago, she said, Zelly said she could hear it.
We turned it down. We turned the speakers down.
Why would you turn the speakers down? You're gonna score Bane?
Honestly, you were just kind of talking really loud. And it was just too loud, Bill. It was just too... You really should think about taking it down a couple of notches.
Should
it's
I?
It's just so loud.
Yeah?
It's just so loud, Bill.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the input there. There, Jennifer, I'll be sure to put that in the comments box, okay? And we could review it later, all right?
So Tyler's coming to find me. I mean, I'm just down in the lobby.
Well, I mean, he left a couple minutes ago. I mean, he should have been there by now.
Yep. No Tyler around here, Bill.
Huh. Actually, I've got another caller. This is a good day for calls. Let me put you on hold, dear Big and Skull Bane.
Actually, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and hang up.
Oh, okie dokie. Okay. Caller number two. You are on the air. No holds barred with Bill Benis, hosted by Bill Benis, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. What you got for
me? Bill, I don't know where I'm at.
What?
I can't find my way to the lobby, and now I'm lost. I wish I never left the studio.
Tyler, it's a staircase. This is a two-story building. How do you get lost?
It's difficult, okay? The mask, the cowl, it kind of makes you blind. Blind as a bat. But that's unrelated, okay? It's just... I don't know where I'm at, and I'm afraid bad guys are gonna come get me, all right? And I'm not gonna be able to defend myself against the bad guys, okay?
Okay, for one, there's no bad guys.
There very well could be bad guys, okay? It's dark in here, it's a little spooky, and I'm pretty sure I just saw a ghost.
You didn't see a ghost, Tyler. You did not see a ghost.
Oh, yeah? Well, then what is this?
Yeah, I don't know, champ. I'm not there. I'm on the phone with you. I can't see anything.
How convenient. You non-believers are all the same, Bill. You only see what you want to see. Me, I see everything.
Well, clearly not. You don't see a way out of where you're at. What is around you right now, Tyler?
I think I feel the broom. That's a broom, yeah. And then right next to... Oh, God! Oh, that would be... Okay, that's a mop. So a broom and a mop. And then some kind of shelf right here.
Okay. You're in the utility closet. Just find the doorknob. And then get out.
Find the doorknob. Okay, I found the doorknob.
Good job, buddy. Just get out.
One problem, Bill.
What's that?
It's locked.
Okay, well,
Snacks are here, Bill.
Shut up. Oh, shut your mouth. Okay, Tyler, what you're gonna wanna do then, since the door's locked, you're gonna wanna...
I think you're gonna find a... Bill, you're cutting out.
And then you'll be able to get out.
I didn't hear a word you just said. Can you repeat it for me?
Hang on, champ. I promise we're gonna...
You're still cutting out.
And we'll be right there.
Okay, please hurry, Bill.
That's enough for that.
So, everything okay with Tyler?
He's fine there, Big and Skull Bane. Zelly! Nice to see you. Long time no see. How you been?
I'm fine. We got plenty of snacks here. Are we ready to enjoy the Halloween festivities?
Well, what's left of it, anyway? How much did you eat, Big and a Scorpion?
I didn't eat all of it. Zelly had some. Jennifer had a few of them.
I did have a little bit. I just like to eat socially.
What does that mean? You like to eat... I mean, do you not eat when other people aren't around?
Oh, my God. You're so weird.
Okay, well, Big and a Skull Bane, it's kind of late now. I had a song planned for you, but it's kind of late. This whole thing has been kind of been thrown sideways here.
What was the song?
Yeah, I'm totally down for hearing a song.
I don't know if I want to play it now.
Just play the song, Bill.
Yeah, play it.
Play it. What are you doing?
Nobody's gonna chant with you.
We don't chant in Moonlight Studios.
Okay, well, I guess I'll play it then. Okay, I got it all ready to go. I had a few different things lined up for it here, but I just gotta add them in one at a time, so here we go. Here it is. Ooh, it's so spooky time at the studio. Shoot, yeah, it's a spooky time at Moonlight Studio. Lots of spooky people around here. So many spooks, you're gonna get like a deer. Like a few in headlights, and you were a deer in front of the headlights, you would be so spooked. You couldn't handle the spook. The spook is coming for you. It's gonna spook you at your shoes. Cause Bill Bina said to get your spook on. It's a Halloween spook show. Real spooky like. It's a Halloween spook show. Gonna give you a fright.
Wow. So I was supposed to do like a, it was supposed to be like a tiger song.
I don't really
there.
Get it.
Well, then maybe it's not for you, Jennifer. Okay? I didn't have the sound effect for it, okay?
I just don't think I like it. It just doesn't have the right vibe.
Can you go back to being... I'm done. Can you go back to just not talking? Can you go back to being an intern?
Bill, she made you all of these nice snacks. Yes.
Right.
We ate some of them.
You sure did.
But there's still plenty for you to eat. Dig in.
Why, also, fine. Bill, I mean, that song, you know, I gotta say.
Yeah?
I'm a big fan of, you know, spooky music.
No kidding?
That song right there that you just played for me.
Sure.
Bravo.
No kidding?
Yeah, bravo.
No kidding?
I mean, hands down, the worst Halloween song I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, nope. Here's what I'm going to do. Hey, Zelly, can you go to the control room? Just go ahead and wrap it up. Go ahead and wrap it up. I'm ready to...
Okay.
I'm going to take some of these... I'm taking these deviled eggs.
You are not taking those deviled eggs. I'm eating the rest of these deviled eggs.
No, you're not. I'm taking these with me. I'm taking the tray. I'm taking the eggs. I'm taking everything. I'm going to put them in the refrigerator. And I'm going to snack on them whenever I get them feeling.
Actually, I need the tray.
Nobody cares, Jennifer. Nobody cares.
I care. Do you know how expensive specialty trays for deviled eggs are? They're at least 20 bucks, pal. I care, okay? That's an expensive tray. She deserves to have her tray. So why don't you just leave those deviled eggs here? Jennifer, I'll eat the rest of these right now.
No, you
okay?
won't.
I'll eat them all
no,
right now.
No, you will not.
You can
I'll
have
ready.
Your tray back. You can
no,
take it back.
I'm eating that.
Boys,
I'm eating the deviled eggs.
Boys, are you ready to wrap it up?
Yep, guess so.
Let's wrap it up.
I'm the one that says wrap it up. Go and eat that thing, Zelly. I'm the one that says it. Okay. Thank you all for tuning in to another fantastic edition of No Holds Barred with Bill Benis. I'm the host, Bill Benis, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. Dadgummit, I want these deviled eggs so bad right in my mouth. All right. Next week, they're going to score Bane after the holiday is over. We're going to get back on track when we get these contracts taken care of. Why don't you go and say bye to the people?
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Nobody asked to say bye. Jennifer, nobody asked. Jelly? Do you want to say bye to the people?
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay. Till next time, you ever need to find me, I'll see you down the road. Well, that's not it. Shoot. I'll see you down the road.
So I really enjoyed being on the show today.
Did you? Did you, Jennifer? Jennifer the intern? Jennifer the girl who doesn't get paid to be here? Just gets the experience? Is that... Did you enjoy this, Dad Jennifer? I hope so, because it's not going to happen again.
Whoa, hey, no. If you want to hang out here, you can. I don't care. I'm sure Tyler... Where is Tyler? I'm sure Tyler doesn't mind, but where is Tyler?
He's... I don't know. He's somewhere.
Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter, okay? She can come to join us on the show whenever she wants.
What are you
all right?
What are you doing there, Big in a School Bean?
I just have to say... Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be a part of the show.
Well, that's going to do it for me. See you next time. Thanks for nothing.
Oh, we got a caller. Hello?
Oh, thank God. It's so hot in here. There's no ventilation. And this rubber suit is killing me. Please send help.
I can't hear. I can't hear anything. I think there's some interruption, like some interference.
What do you mean? I can hear him just fine.
Man, I'm serious. Please come find me. I don't know where I am. It's so hot.
Sorry, bud. I didn't catch a word of that. We can chat next time. We'll see you later.
No. Don't go.
How you doing, bud?
Please send help. Zelly. Jennifer. Anybody. Help me. It's getting dark.
I hung that up because it was, like, really sad.
He'll be fine. He's in the utility closet. I'll open the door in a minute.